This is The Rundown. I'm Hari Srinivasan, and I am joined by our intrepid science correspondent, Miles O'Brien. Thanks for being with us.
Always a pleasure, Hari.
All right, it was really cool to watch the robot piece, which we will link to on this blog post that you had on the NewsHour broadcast. Just a little bit of extra read all about it, if we can, with you. You know, the thing that really leapt out at me, and we'll get to the kind of bigger picture philosophical ideas here in a second, but the thing that leapt out at me was the guy kicking the robot, and it could still figure out a way to stand upright. The big dog robot, that was amazing. How do they do that?
What's really interesting, right before he kicks it, I don't know if you noticed, but Big Dog hit a patch of ice.
Yes.
That was completely unexpected. That was not part of the test that day. And when they saw Big Dog hit the ice and do that little, you know, kind of almost cartoon-like recovery and not fall, they were flabbergasted. They were so amazed that that happened. They said, you know, this was not part of the test. So after that, they started pushing on it and just to see what would happen. And Big Dog, as it turns out, knows a fair amount about balance. It really is a breakthrough.
I was thinking to myself, if I was on that patch of ice, there's a pretty good chance that I would have ate it.
What makes Big Dog tick, it's a combination of things. First of all, they decided instead of doing a bunch of little motors at every joint, you know, electric actuators, it's hydraulic. It's like the hydraulic systems in an airplane. As a matter of fact, the guy who's like the main mechanic, if you will, for Big Dog is a guy who's certified to work on aircraft systems. And he knows a lot about hydraulics, obviously. And what that does is it gives you kind of that instantaneous response that you wouldn't necessarily get with actuators for the same amount of weight. You know, there's a huge weight penalty every time you put an electric motor at every joint. And so you've got the hydraulic actuators, you've got this incredibly big and robust gyroscope. And then they've got the secret sauce, of course, is the software that they've cooked up, which basically doesn't tell Big Dog what to do. You know, if you hit ice, do this with this paw, that paw, you know. It tells it on a very global level, here's how you keep your balance.
I mean, I saw the towel folding bit where I was very proud of you, Miles. You did beat a 20-minute towel folding robot.
Well, I could have milked it a little more, and certainly when I was a teenager, I did. And I've got a teenager at home who'd milk it for 20 minutes for sure. But, you know, think about, you know, the human hand and the muscles and all. I mean, that's a marvel right there. And trying to replicate that and then teaching a robot, you know, enough vision to understand where the corners are and how to flip it around and get it in such a way that it folds. All that is something that is so, you know, elementary for us, right? But for a robot, that is a really difficult problem because it's outside of anything that is predictable, you know. And what you see is when you see robots that seem to be human-like, they're usually operating on a script and usually in a very preordained environment. When you put them in unexpected places, that's when things start to fall apart pretty quickly.
And the bit, I guess, Minsky's paradox of what's easy to us is hard for them, what's hard for them is easy for us.
Yeah, I mean, it would never occur to me that, you know, we have a million little pieces of data points in our head to walk down the street and buy a newspaper at a newsstand, but that's exactly what it takes to do all those things, to walk, to grasp, to think, to navigate, all those things. Whereas, as he says, you know, to become a chess master, 10, 20,000 little pieces of knowledge. It's easy to give a computer that.
All right. Well, one day, perhaps Miles O'Brien and Hari Srinivasan will be replaced by two robots who will have a far more interesting interview than ours. But thanks so much for joining
us. This does not compute, Hari. This does not compute.
All right. This is The Rundown. I'm Hari Srinivasan. Stay with us.